This is Discovery with a K.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
We are back with a new monthly special of Discovery with a K. I'm Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And today we're talking about our March favorites, right?
Yes.
So March...
It's a bit late in April, but you know.
Life, it's rolling. And this time it was me, the one who moved. So sorry, but not sorry. I was doing life.
It's life is rolling like the trucks of the moving company.
Yes. So yeah, so this one we had like fun debuts, I have to mention. I had a blast this time with K-pop and in general other releases.
They were so good.
Yeah.
While doing the research, I wrote like album of the year 3 times.
Oh, really?
Which is... I mean, I'm glad I'm not the one voting.
This is a situation, it's like the K-Mail Awards all over again.
Oh my goodness.
Too many favorites.
It's going to be hard, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I can imagine. But let's leave that for the late, that time.
We have another, like, what, 6, 7, 8 months?
Yeah, like 6 months. Well, 7 months ahead or so. So let's think about that.
Because we need to prepare.
Yeah, let's think about that just now.
Yeah.
So let's start.
Why don't you go ahead and tell me some of your favorites from K-pop?
Okay, K-pop. And March started with a debut that a lot of people were waiting for. So Tempest debuted, okay? So new boy group under UA Entertainment with a star lineup. So our boy, remember, from Island, Hanbin, he's in the lineup for that one.
Okay. Don't hate me, but I kind of totally forgot he was in there.
Oh my god. It's like vocal king, okay?
Very cute.
Very cute.
Listening to the song.
Yeah, well, very cute EP in general. And It was like a fun listen. Very age-appropriate, kind of funky, funny.
Yeah.
Really liked it. And I just want to see what's next for them and the next release. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was the first one. Then we have another debut. We had Tan. And yes,
I did listen to that because that was sick.
That was awesome. And you know that they were created through the Survivor Show Extreme debut Wild Idol?
No, I did not.
Yes.
I just listened
to it. So they were assembled like the Avengers from that. Well, actually, that's Super M, actually. Well, anyways, they were created through that Survivor Show and their debut single album, Wantan. It's a ride, okay? So, do the title track is so good.
The a cappella opening.
Absolutely. The full concept, the beat, the full lot. It's
the rapping
awesome.
Is yes. lovely as well.
That's correct. And then the second listen, the second track, My Girl for Fan, it's just 90s boy group. And I always appreciate that. And you know that I'm a sucker for all 90s concept. You know, 90s kid here, sucker for it. Love it.
Are they going to wear like silk shirts?
I'm just waiting for the baggy pants, you know.
I mean, baggy pants are making a comeback. So.
They are indeed. So I'm waiting for that stage. We are going for one of my personal favorites. And we all know that I'm biased for Winner. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that I'm biased Winner. So, Sung Yuni released Born to Love You. That's Kang Sung Jun's. I tend to call him Sung Yuni for some reason. So, Born to Love You, vocals. I love this single. It's so emotional. It's a sad bop and I love it.
Is it? I only listened to it once when it came out, but is it like emo rock ballad kind of style?
It's like a pop ballad kind of style. Yeah, I can see the emo touch in it, but love it. And I have to mention, okay, this single was originally done by Bang Yedam's Treasures Bang Yedam. So he's one of the creators of this single.
Didn't they release like a debut? A duet of this song? Or did I
actually don't know.
I feel like I have memories.
Maybe. Or maybe a fan did a compilation with the two of them.
Oh, that also might be an option.
Yes. Anyway, vocals. Love it. And I'm also kind of proud that Yedam is doing this kind of thing. Sort of like giving his own songs to other artists. Yeah. And it's quite interesting because normally Winner, they do their own stuff all the time. So it's like mm-hmm. quite different seeing them perform single from another performer. In this case, Van Yedam, yeah. even though they're in the same level. Mm-hmm. Now, we have to mention one of our favorite ones. And we have to go to G Idols, I Never Die.
Girl, album of the year. Album of the year.
It's a strong contestant for album of the year. Absolutely.
I am obsessed. Okay. I feel like I've been jumping between like four albums the past month.
Yeah.
And it's just, the song Polaroid.
Yes.
It has me in a chokehold. I could listen to that for hours on repeat. It's like nostalgic mixed with like this teen adolescence. We're growing and I kind of feel nostalgic about being young. But also like, okay, at the same time we're growing and we're going to see new things. And it's just,
I'm completely opposite. I've been jamming to My Bag. Because that song
is for bad bitches only.
I love it. Every time I listen to that song, it plays. I'm dancing that because
are you twerking too?
Yeah, it's yeah. You know, twerk it, girl, twerk it. Love it. This full album was amazing.
Honestly, so good.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing them. We're going to a concert next month. So also, yeah, we're going to be talking about that. We're going to the K-pop Plex in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean,
meet us there.
Yeah. So next up for me was Newest. And this one was a mix of like feelings. So the best album.
That's sad.
Yeah. Needle and Bubble. It's like, it was the last album as a group. And I have to mention it because this album is a mix of nostalgia and bops. Because it's like all the songs that, like the favorite songs were put out into that album with two new singles. So it's like sad, nostalgic.
It's like crying, twerking.
Basically. Basically. It's like you're sad, but at the same time, oh my God, remastered versions of hits. You know what I mean?
Oh, hell yeah.
So yeah, next up for me was Moonbin and Sana, Refugee. And they went noir for this one. They're sexy and this comeback is just awesome. Okay, the title track, amazing, a trip. And the rest of the tracks, incredible as well.
I feel like they've done a speed run through all the different concepts.
Okay.
Because they've released like a couple of music videos, right? In like the last couple of months?
No, that's a different subunit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Astro is doing amazing with their subunits.
That's insane. Wait, so how many subunits are there?
So far, well, I don't remember like all, but I think so far we have Moonbin and Sana and Rocky and what's his name? We have another one. It's the one with the crazy video. They were in our favorites last month.
Okay, so the Fall of Astro is going through a speedrun of all the different concepts.
Yes, I'm quite curious to see if they're gonna actually put Changwoo in like a unit, or he's gonna do his own thing acting because boy's doing quite well at that, you know.
I mean, understatement.
Yeah, he's getting those lead roles. Hello.
He's going places for sure, but like. I wish I could be like a fly on the wall during the meetings of those concepts.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty cool.
They like, are awesome.
They're all over. It's awesome.
Yes. So I'm kind of liking what they're doing.
Mm.
Yeah, so Jinjin and Rocky, what's the other subunit? Jesus, my head.
Okay.
Jinjin, just remember, I was fighting with my brain. Jinjin and Rocky, yeah. And then we have Moonbin and Sana. The complete opposites.
If there was a spectrum. Exactly.
Yes.
Three opposites.
Love it. Now we go to highlight Daydream. As a second fan, as a second generation fan, hear me out. This one was awesome. It was like, they said, let's put every genre in an album. And they did.
I mean, if you really want to slice of life, you know, just...
They actually did really well, and I love it from start to end. Like, each song had its own color, but at the same time, the album was, like, really good.
Very cohesive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My personal favorites are Nightfog, because I love jazz and R&B, and that song had both, and Classic. Now...
Nice.
I'm going to go biased again with this one because NCT Dream released Glitch Mode. And I have mixed feelings because the album, solid, love it, love every single bit of it, but the Dreamies look so grown up.
I mean, that's because they are at this point.
I'm like, my God.
They can't be chewing gum era for like 10 years in a row.
It's hard. I still remember those curls from chewing gum, you know.
Chewing gum.
So we're all aging, I know, but I'm like, they're Dreamies. Not the Dreamies.
They're Dreamies in their hearts, you know.
Yes. Yes. And I just, this release is awesome. Like, every single track is incredible. But
Glitch Mode, yes. I can get behind as a title track.
Yes, Glitch Mode is, love it. The choreography is so freaking creative.
It has to be insanely hard, though. Love Imagine it. The amount of body control you have to have.
Like, for I'm quite sure that for this year's Game Music Awards, the choreography part, the choreography category is going to be so hard because the comebacks this year have been like flipping and doing impossible steps and now glitching, you know?
I saw a TikTok of this girl with like, that had like, yeah, fifth gen of K-pop is going to be like helicopter flips and stuff.
Yes. I
was like, on point.
They're going hard on choreographies this year. And I'm just like, what? Anyway, from this album, I want to recommend Replay. I want to recommend Fire Alarm. And of course, Glitch Mode. But the full album, non-skip. I'm actually trying to catch, I want one of the copies. But in my local CD store, they don't have the version I want.
You're not just going random version?
No. I've never done it.
This? I'm shook. I'm shook.
This time I'm ordering online when I get the random versions. This time I'm going to a physical store. So yes.
Girl, that is a luxury. Okay.
Exactly. And I can't do it. Also paying a lot less. Just saying. Anyway.
Rip my bank.
So the last one for K-pop for me this month was Purple Kiss. I don't know how to pronounce this, but I'm going to say...
Mimim.
Mimim.
Mimem.
Mimem.
I don't know.
Me neither.
Every time I see the word, I'm just like, meme.
Meme.
Mimem.
Mimem. Whatever. The thing is that this comeback was sold to me just with the witch concept and the little clips. Like, those clips backing up this comeback were so cool. So, so cool.
Look, if there's two concepts I love, it's either mermaid concept or witch concept.
Yes.
Or fairy concept. Three. Yeah. Let's just say mythical women in general. I'm just, like, here for it. Okay. Yes. I'm literally just watching Witch at Court because I'm like, that's a witch. I haven't seen any magic yet, but, you know, whoever, whatever. I think it's very intriguing to see what they're doing because I feel like this is very different from their previous comeback.
Yes, it is very different. And I am always behind good storylines. It's like the only other group that I saw this year that were doing like that was Pixie. With the fairies with like broken wings. That was such a dope concept. And I'm glad they're following up on that.
Love.
And now they're coming up with like witch concept and like creepy but gorgeous witches. Look, also the nail art popping, okay?
Your friend.
Yeah, so from this album, I want to recommend the singles, well, the title track, Mimim. And
literally no clue, darling.
I'm pretty psycho because that song rocks.
Oh, nice.
Now tell me about your favorite releases.
All right. So there's Cherry Bullet with Love in Space.
Okay.
That title track is super cute. It's so fast. Like, I remember the first time I was watching it, I was like, do I have my video speed on normal, or is it like 1.5? Because sometimes I do that, you know. But it was normal speed, and I was like, damn, this is fast. But it's also very impressive if you see the girls, like, sing.
Okay.
At that speed.
Oh, wow.
It's, like, you know how some songs give you, like, anxiety?
Yeah.
It's like that, but so well done that I'm actually enjoying it. Like, it's a physical reaction. And I'm like, whoa. But I also get kind of nervous after listening to it. So.
Is it like a sticker for you that gives you that type of anxiety?
No. Because with sticker, I was trying to figure out how the song worked. And with Love and Space, I don't have that.
Okay, fair.
Like, it's still solid, like, song structure. Okay. It's just that it's so fast that I'm like, okay, let's go. We're going. You know?
Okay.
For like a solid 3 minutes, that's a lot of rushing, you know? But it's very experimental and I'm here for it. I like it.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I like how a lot of groups are experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm loving that. It's like the diversity, it's coming through and I like it.
It kind of reminds me of like second gen in a way because they're starting to blend the like super different genres again. With varying results sometimes. But look, I think we all became fans. Well, most of us became fans for the experimentalism in the music, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, good. Keep it up, K-pop. a bit more like indie K-pop, I guess, is Yura with Best Regards.
Yes.
I am obsessed. Like, this song just tickles every right part of my brain.
Okay.
It's just so good. It feels very magical. The vocals are next level. And it's just...
Experience.
It just makes me emotional. It's so nice.
I have to listen to that one yet. I haven't been able to listen to Yura yet.
It's really, really okay. Good. You'll like it. And then after that, I also wanted to talk about Park Bom's latest single, Flower, featuring Kim Min-seok of Melomance.
Oh my god.
Because that was really good.
Also quite sad.
Oh, I'm a masochist. I like sad.
Fair. That's very fair.
But it's like, I enjoy Park Bom's ballads.
Yeah.
Right? But this one was just like next level. And I don't really know why. But it, like, was able to, like, captivate
me. It just did it for you.
Exactly.
You know what?
Maybe it was the right time, right moment.
The thing with Park Bom is I'm biased because, you know, 21, Love Forever.
Mm.
So I think that that's because I just feel like all her releases are quite good, but then I'm biased, you know?
I mean, they are really good. It's just that this one, for some reason, is standing out to
Okay,
me.
Fair.
So I'm like, okay.
I like it. I should mention that.
Mm, exactly. Next up is my boy, my Monster X boy, Kiyun.
Oh, right.
With his
yes.
Mini album, well, single album, Voyager. Vocal king. He went with a more like pop rock vibe.
Okay.
Title track, Voyager, amazing. But for me, the standout song is Rain.
Okay.
It's so dramatic. It's like, don't ask me why. It's dramatic. Okay. It's explosive. He really shows us like vocal chops. It's giving kind of like Imagine Dragons.
Yes.
Vibe.
Yeah.
And I love that for him.
Mm.
It's so good. Anyways, next up is Solar with Honey.
Yes.
I am obsessed. That mini album is so good.
I just can't get the little choreo every time I hear the song. I'm just automatically turning my head, you know? It's kind of funny, especially in public.
It feels so much like her.
Yes.
Like her character and everything that we know of her, that I'm just so here for it, and I love it more than
her debut one.
Yes. Same. What was it? Spit It Out.
Spit It Out. Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoy this a lot more because it's more like her character.
It's more on brand, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And also, there's like this one track about like a booty.
Okay.
Or like wanting that booty or something. And it just, I saw this clip where she was with Jessie.
Yeah.
And she was started to sing part of the song. And you have like an expectation.
Yes.
Right? You were expecting it to be more like R&B, mm-hmm. more a bit urban. But it's jazz.
Oh, wow. Booty like, and jazz, that's sexy, man.
Exactly. And it's just so cute. And like the correlation and everything. Like, she compares it to, like, an apple and stuff. And I was like, girl, what is this?
Well, she likes them plumpy. I don't know.
Oh, it's amazing. Next up are my boys from Stray Kids.
Yes.
Album of the year.
As well. Oh. It's good that in two different categories.
Yes, this is an... Wait, is this a full album?
I think this is a mini album.
Yeah, probably. Mini album of the year. It's so good. It's... I don't know how they do it, right? But they keep... They stay on brand.
Yes.
Right? While still very much like exploring that niche of music. Yeah.
The Stray Kids is doing an incredible job. I'm just waiting for the stadium tours because they're coming. Because they're doing such a good job with their music. It's insane.
I just... I love them. They're so cute.
Yeah, but their fandom is growing so fast because the music is so freaking good. It's just so good. I'm still shocked the subunits in this one. I think you sent me one of the subunits.
Oh yes, the like old school hip hop.
Love that song.
My favorite song is Venom, though.
Yes,
and you should listen to it because
did you? I did listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, I listened to that full album.
It's crazy, anxiety inducing, heart attack inducing, but so good.
It's like what is interesting about Stray Kids is that their music it goes hard. Okay, they do go hard. It's like, I just can't get over the Christmas album because it was so good and it was so on brand. But it was also Christmas, you know.
Christmas Evil was a bop.
It was, but I really like what they're doing.
Yeah.
World tour, you know.
Please. Next up, other album of the year, Red Velvet.
Yes. That album is gorgeous, okay?
Oh my god, Feel My Rhythm with the Bach. Yeah. Oh my god. This is one of the albums I've been switching in between.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so good. Like, it's insane. Personally, I'm also obsessed with Rainbow Halo.
Yeah.
That song is so catchy. It is so fun. It's so girly. And it's just like, I'm like driving to work. It's like 8 in the morning. And I'm like, Rainbow Halo. You know, it just, it's such a ray of sunshine.
You know what?
I like
they sold this album for me with their ballerina concept. Because, you know, I suck for them kind of concept. It was.
I want to buy that album.
So gorgeous. So, so beautiful.
Did you see the shoes?
Yes.
I'm like, girl.
Yeah.
That's my yearly salary, you know?
Absolutely. That too. It's like, do I pay the rent or do I buy the shoes?
Decisions.
Exactly. Okay.
I have one more I wanted to share. Yes. For the K-pop section, which is Oh My Girl's first album.
Yes.
Real Love.
That title track was incredible.
So good.
Yeah.
I feel like Real Love is a bit more toned down, I guess I should say, in comparison to their other title tracks.
It was quite surprising because they normally come up with like, you know, energyful, you know.
Yeah, they kind of go bonkers.
Yeah.
You know, cute and happy and playful. But I feel like... Real Love was a bit more mature, a bit more toned down.
Yes. It's like a new era for Oh My Girl, you know?
Yeah, and exactly. They also look. It makes sense.
I know they're grown-ups. I know that. But normally with the comebacks are very youthful, colorful, you know, mm-hmm. kind of cute. This one, they went a little more like serious, kind of sexy, you know?
Okay, but they're pulling it off.
Oh, 100%. I'm here for it. Love it.
Sunny.
Yes.
I wanted to talk about Replay. Okay. Not NCT Dreams, Replay.
Replay is having a comeback?
Replay is very much having a comeback. but that track is such a bop. I also wanted to share Eden because that's more like emotional and just like vocals. Like, Oh My Girl can sing.
They can indeed, yeah.
So if you want to hear that, go listen to Eden. If you want a bop to like dance to in a club, listen to Replay. If you just want a casual listen to Real Love.
I love how you put it, like, for every single mood, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. For every mood, there's an Oh My Girl track.
That, yeah, they did a great job. Love that album, too. And so, is that, that's it for your K-pop list, right?
Yes.
Shall we go into hip-hop and R&B?
Yes, let's do it.
So, we have to mention Jay Park and IU Ganadara because, first of all, what?
Unexpected. Yeah. That was very unexpected out of left field.
Yeah, I was like, what? You know?
It's like something that you would see in like a dream collab.
Yes.
List of someone. But I didn't expect it to like actually happen, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like two individuals you just won't put together. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
So surprising collab, but love it to bits. This song is fun, cute, and so catchy. It's just, right now, I'm repeating the hook in my head because I just can't get over it. You know? And we have to talk about Jay Park being so smart with his music labels.
I'm so confused though. Didn't he like retire?
He did not retire. He was taking a little break because he was launching his Soju brand, I believe. Now he's starting the new level, More Vision, and this is the first single released under that label. And I think that with this label, he might actually release an idol group. And I want to see that. Ooh. I think that Jay Park is going to idols, and I want to see that because boys is smart.
Okay, imagine. The rappers from the group.
Yes.
Go on Show Me the Money.
Yes.
Because there's a whole like, oh my god, idol rappers. So what if they go on Show Me the Money?
Girl. The drama.
Exactly. I would watch that.
Well, I'm kind of looking forward to see what's going to happen with More Vision.
I'm very intrigued.
Same, because Ganadara, it's a bop, okay? It's an absolute bop. Also, the music video, hilarious. Hilarious.
The music video is very cute, yeah.
I'm going to Suran, Flying Part 2. And you know that I love Suran with all my heart. Wine is still my most listened songs of like my life.
It's been like, what, 6 years?
I am a consistent person. What can I tell you? Oh, wine supremacy. So this album was so good, so good, and I was looking forward to this because she had been like releasing like, singles and stuff, and you know that she set up like her own label, and we were like, yeah, look,
isn't one of the title tracks with the Taeyong?
Yes, yeah, right. With NCT.
Biased.
Also, I'm biased a bit maybe, but hear me out. Let It Fly and Diamonds are so good. Okay, so I recommend those songs 100%. Mm-hmm. They're my favorite tracks, but all the singles are amazing. Not biased at all, right?
Maybe a little.
Now we're going to go to a favorite of both of us. Let's talk about Tama OO. This single album was chill music for the heart. That's the only way I can describe it. And Tama's out there killing it. He's having like an amazing couple of years now. And I'm I'm here for it.
Well deserved. 100%. Can I just say?
Well deserved, because his music is outstanding and is so well done and so unique.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, we're going to. I think you probably love this one, Gecko and Davichi. They released the collab Don't Do That. So
I don't think I've listened to
that. You're joking. You're gonna love this single, okay?
Oh my god.
So this single is like vocals and smoothness blended.
I mean, if you have Davichi, which is vocals. Like vocal powerhouses.
Yeah, but Gecko, they're both together, it's like you have to listen to it, okay? It's such a smooth listen. Such a smooth listen.
Let me just write that down.
Yeah, it's just like the rapping and the vocals are a mix made in heaven, and yes.
I can imagine that.
It's so good. It's so okay. good. Okay. And the version that is out there on YouTube is the live version. So, yes. Now, next, I'm going to Rad Museum. He released his first album, Rad. And this album was just pretty incredible, okay? So, keep in mind, the collabs were just unbelievable. So, we had Dean having a comeback in this album. We had Dean showing up.
He's alive!
We had Ehi, and we're biased mm-hmm. for Ehi. We had Loco, mm-hmm. we had Woonstain, we had Justice, and we have Sooyoung.
I mean, if you want the cream of the crop.
Yes, you have it here. So this album was incredible. The title track Offline is just so good. So good. And Rad Music, what I love about his music is that it's so unique. And he, mm-hmm. you can recognize a Rad song, Rad Museum song.
Yeah, Rad Museum.
Rad Museum song as soon as it plays, because it's so unique.
Mm.
Love what he's doing. This album, a 10 out of 10. Okay.
Nice.
Next up is Che. This is a new find for me, by the way. So he released mm-hmm. this album called K-pop. So when I first saw the title.
Okay, SEO. Oh my God.
When I first saw the title, I was like quite worried. All right.
Oh, rightfully so.
But this album is a vibe. Okay. Loved it. It's such a trippy listen of lo-fi and some awesome beats. Super good. I highly recommend Elevator Flow and Protection featuring our boy Dong. Exactly.
Cute.
We had Pateko. And Pateko, he is a producer rapper. And this is his album Blended Noise. Was incredible. This is his first album, I believe, and he killed it. Okay, every single song is a non-skip, and it's like hip hop and R&B all together. It's so good, and the collabs are incredible as well. So please go and check that out. That deserves more listeners. That's it. Last for me for this month, for the previous mm-hmm. month for March was, I don't know how to pronounce it, but I think it's Tomnik.
I have no idea.
I'm gonna call it Tomnik. So he released 12 Years of Discovery, and it's just a massive throwback. That's it.
Ooh.
It's like if you like old school hip hop, you must listen to this. It's super good, and I really like old school hip hop. It's something that I really like, because I started listening to hip hop with like 90s hip hop, right?
Yeah.
And then the features line up for this album includes Don Malik, Palo Alto, ooh. you have Nafla, you have Deep Flow, and a lot others. So basically hip-hop at its best.
Nice.
Nothing that needs to be said.
Has he produced like stuff for all these artists or like...
Maybe. Actually not sure, because I found him through this album, and I think he's been in the industry for a hot minute. But it's really hard to keep up with every single artist out there.
A rapper in the spotlight.
Yeah, I think he's been out for a hot minute, and it's like, you know, it's hard to keep up with every single artist out there.
Girl, 100%.
It's like,
yes.
I try my best, okay, but that's so hard.
Like, we have a day job. You know?
It's like, right, and in fairness... I know quite a few at this stage. Like, I recognize a lot of names. And then when I discovered that they are small, I'm like, why are you small when you are, like, super good? You know, I have, like, this imagination. In my imagination, I think, like, they are all, like, super famous and super well-known.
We can believe.
Yes. Okay.
Fighting.
Talk to me about your site.
Alrighty. So, I don't know if I've ever spoken to about Hanon to you.
I don't think so.
Okay, so a couple of years ago, there was this song I was obsessed is too little of a word. I was besotted. Like, that song, I swear to God, I listened to it on repeat for a solid week.
Okay.
Like, only that song, nothing else. And it's just, he came out with a new song called Your Eyes featuring Im Subin. I'm sad that we don't get to hear his voice in this one, but Im Subin's vocals are amazing. She's really, really good. And there's just, in the last part of the song, there's like a very intense build-up with like repetition and like the swell of the instruments is like going up and up and up and up. And then you have this like lovely like breakdown, and it's just, it's such a cathartic listen.
Oh, interesting.
Because it just feels like it's just perfectly made for a replay.
Interesting.
There.
Okay.
I said it.
I am going to check it out, definitely.
There's also Kang with the song Waterloo. Yes. If you like cool rock vibes with like raspy voices, this is like proper rock. It's really good.
Okay.
And it's a new discovery because I had never heard of them before. So
I think I had, is he indie?
Kang, yes.
Yes. I mean,
I believe so. I don't know the full details.
Well, okay.
But yeah, according to the views on that one, for sadly.
Okay.
The next song I wanted to share is a song by On Poem.
Okay.
And the song is called A Nomad Seeking Entry.
Okay.
And it's just mesmerizing, soft, lovely vocals. It just, you know how when you're like on a train, you can get very like emotional for some reason?
Yes.
Listen to that song to guide you through that.
So you will double cry.
Yes.
Fair.
Because crying on a train is something you have to do at least once in your life.
How movie-like.
At least have the appropriate soundtrack
and
for
it. And it needs to be raining to make it more emotional.
Oh, yes, yes. And you have to pretend that you're like in a music video.
You're the main character.
Exactly. Make it extra dramatic.
Fair. Okay.
There's also Im Samo with the EP Take Care. Okay. The title track has a super cute kazoo moment.
Oh.
It threw me off completely, but I was like so there
as the
for
kazoo,
it.
I was
not expecting
the game
it.
Kind of thingy.
No, you know those like plastic.
That
unexpected, but I want more. I want to hear that more because that's so dope.
Okay.
It's really cool. Then, if you want like a cinematic moment, you have to listen to KDH Monster.
Okay.
It's only 2 minutes long, and I'm so sad about it.
Yes, that seems quite short.
Oh my god, tell me about it. I'm like suffering. But also, it's like ideal if you want to make it like 4 minutes, just listen to it. So, you know what I mean?
On repeat twice.
Yeah, exactly. That's a beautiful song. It's just, with this song, they made the layering so beautiful. There's like echoes and like strings, and it creates like this really intense listening experience.
Okay.
And it's just so good. It's been a while since a song has created such a vivid emotional feel.
Okay.
With the first listen. Okay. It's like you're sitting in a church.
Oh.
And the church choir is going. It's like that feeling. You know when the church choir
is, you get the goosebumps amazing? And it's like, yes. Exactly.
It's like something holy. Mm. It just, that song gave me that feeling. And I was like, oh.
That's very interesting. I think the last time.
Oh my God.
I think the last time I got that feeling was with Dawn, with Dot. I think that was the last time I had that feeling.
Oh, I can see how that would be similar. Yeah.
You know?
Listen to it. It's okay. Amazing. It's like, I was shook, for sure.
I'll check it out because I do love songs that are an experience. Mm-hmm, okay, sure. So anything else for you, Sai, Indie?
There were a couple of good ones, like 87 Dance's new EP was great, but I think that's more or less it from the K-Indie side.
We have to keep it short.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so that was it for the month of March or February releases. If you want a more lengthy and full list, just check out the weekly reports. They're all there. And if you want to...
Weekly reports, the monthly indie discovery, yes. Just the regular reviews that we do of each release.
And we also have our Spotify playlist where we add all our favorite songs of the month. So they're by month. Yes. So go and check them out. They're all linked also in the weekly reports. So yeah, that was it for these monthly special of Discovery with a K. Exactly. We'll see you next month. Bye-bye.
Bye.